Gotta get some smooth tunes to calm us all down. Not for long, though. I'll be playing more of Donald Trump addressing our nation's top 800 generals in just a moment. But first, it is your last shot this hour to get in on Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win contest. Grab your Civic Media app, text in this word. You'll be entered to win a daily prize of either $200 or gold jewelry, and you'll be entered to win our grand prize, 2 tickets, club level indoor seats to watch Green Bay take on Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game. We'll even throw in a gas card to get you there and back. A $1,500 plus of value to you, courtesy of Civic Media. Again, got to text it in via the app. You can get the app free wherever you get your apps from. The word to get entered to win this hour is punt, P-U-N-T, punt. Good luck to everybody. Full contesting rules available at civicmedia.us. Jim from Appleton texting in on the text line saying this: when officers and gentlemen start taking early retirement, our military will be full of Proud Boys and other untrainable toy soldiers. Sad, and I hope that does not come to pass. Gary from Madison saying Trump is a nut job. Dana from La Crosse on the text line saying he was claiming up to 8 wars he had solved just the other day. Trump, of course, going on for quite a bit before, again, our nation's top 800 generals. And here is the piece that really freaked people out. Again, this is Donald Trump saying we should use our cities as training grounds for our military. Take a listen to this.
And then I told Pete, we should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military.
Yeah, no, no, no. And again, more about the enemy and the invasion from within.
While America is under invasion from within, we're under invasion from within.
No.
No different.
No. Mm-mm. You're not. It's just people that disagree with you. Americans, patriots of good faith, who believe you're a lawless wannabe tin pot dictator. We're supposed to be able to stand on the street and say that. And then this. Take a listen.
In our inner cities, which we're going to be talking about, because it's a big part of war now. It's a big part of war. But the firemen go up in ladders, and you have people shooting at them while they're up in ladders. I don't even know if anybody heard that. And I said, don't talk about it much, but I think you have to. Our firemen are incredible. They're up in one of these ladders that goes way up.
And it goes on and on and on. Our military is not to be used for civilian law enforcement. It's the Posse Comitatus Act. I don't think our president knows much about our Constitution. And I think he cares even less. And the disrespect showed this morning to our generals, our nation's highest military leadership, the rambling, nearly incoherent nature of his speech, the complete self-obsession of our president, the failure of either the defense secretary or our president to talk about character, integrity, duty, or to lay out any coherent national security policy or guiding principles. What a waste of time and taxpayer money. Millions and millions of dollars to get these folks here to listen to that. By the way, the president was 26 minutes late. You know what folks in the military really like? It's when you're late. Okay. As we hurtle towards a shutdown, Jacob and I just thought it would be important for all of you to be reminded who is responsible for shutdowns. Take a listen.
Who's going to bear the brunt of the responsibility if indeed there is a shutdown of our government?
Well, if you say who gets fired, it always has to be the top. I mean, problems start from the top and they have to get solved from the top. And the president's the leader and he's got to get everybody in a room and he's got to lead. You know, the interesting thing is 25 years and 50 years and 100 years from now, when the government is, you know, they talk about the government shutdown, they're going to be talking about the president of the United States. Who was the president at that time? Mm-hmm. They're not going to be talking who the head of the House was, the head of the Senate, who's running things in Washington. So I really think the pressure is on the president.
Oh, yes. You should start firing from the top. The president is responsible. Maybe Mike Johnson needs to listen to that clip because this is what he had to say.
And very importantly, health care. They want to talk about health care. If they don't fund the government, guess what does stop? The WIC program, that's Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, won't be funded. We won't have FEMA funded, right? We've got hurricanes, hurricane season. We've got two off the coast of the United States right now. FEMA services not funded. Telemedicine, mental health services, all these things that the American people need and they won't be able to access if the Democrats go through with this. So I certainly pray they don't. They have another chance because Leader Thune's going to put the House bill on the Senate floor again tomorrow and probably again on Wednesday. And we'll see if Chuck Schumer goes along with this.
Is anyone else screaming at their radio? You mean the programs that you just cut, Mike Johnson, to give more tax breaks to billionaires and mega corporations? Don't the Women, Infants, and Children program. Don't talk to me about feeding America when you just gutted that program. Don't talk to me about feeding kids when you won't give students free lunches. Don't talk to me about healthcare when you just passed the biggest cut to Medicare and Medicaid ever, Mike Johnson, you hypocrite. Whew. We're going to have to leave it there for today. I'm going to go tamp my hair down because it's smoldering at the moment. Thanks for being with me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.